we've always said we don't want GMOs. But because of the challenges in food security, I'm sure you're aware that there seems to be some relaxation on the issues. But all we know is that the GMOs actually facilitate the destruction of our original seed in terms of grain, seed in terms of livestock, seed in whatever manner. When we speak seed, remember, we speak that which we use to grow our food security levels. So as long as we use GMOs, then we destroy the original seed. And that will mean in the long run, we won't have those original seed bases.
Should Zimbabwe actually introduce GMOs?
We do have a challenge in that area. If we are going to introduce these GMOs, we need to put parameters in place to ensure that there is not much in terms of contamination of our seed base. We have to put some laws really to ensure that we don't contaminate our original seed. But given the challenges of food security, we have very little space to maneuver. People need to eat, and we need to simply follow what is currently happening. Had we a stronger economy, I would say no to the GMOs.